Welcome to the Instagram stories for Monday, January 16th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. It is a holiday here in America. Many people have the day off. If you are one of those people, I hope you're enjoying some relaxation, some time with your family. And if you are working today, hopefully you enjoy this episode and you can go about your day. You know what we do on Mondays. We talk about what the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, shared on his weekly Ask Me Anything. There's some good questions in here, so let's dive right in. The first question, what's your favorite IG feature? Before I play his answer, I will give you my favorite Instagram feature first. In Instagram DMs, you have the ability to send a voice memo, which I really enjoy, but also in the Instagram DMs, you can unsend a message after you've sent it. Maybe you made a typo, maybe you don't want that message out there anymore, maybe you want to rephrase it and resend it. You can just tap on it, choose unsend, or if you really want to get creative, you can copy it, then choose unsend, then paste it, fix the typo or change the wording, whatever you want, and resend it. Those are my favorite features. Anyway, here are Adam's.
Still close friends. I love using close friends, but I am pretty excited about shared collections, which we are working on, which I've talked about briefly before. We're just testing right now.
If you're not familiar with close friends, it is the ability to make a small inner circle of people who you want to share content with, specifically stories. One idea that I have, and you can take this idea and run with it if you want, is to make a smaller group of people who you want to share your stories with and charge them for access. Go ahead, just have them PayPal or Venmo or Zelle you or whatever, and then use that close friends like a VIP subscriber list, however you want to do it. It's up to you, however much you want to charge. Take that idea, run with it. I'd love to see it. Next question, why are you getting rid of the shop page? We talked about this extensively last week. Definitely check out that episode if you missed it. Here's the answer.
So we are removing the shop tab, but you're still going to be able to shop on Instagram in stories and live and feed and with ads. The idea is just to simplify Instagram around what we're focused on and make it easy to shop anywhere on Instagram.
Clearly, it comes down to real estate. It's very valuable on that Instagram home screen, and they don't want to waste any space in that navigation bar if it's not needed. Next question. How do I stop seeing ads? We actually talked about ads a couple of weeks ago, and Adam Mosseri's answer about ads made it clear that Instagram makes so much more money from ads than they could ever possibly make by offering a subscription level of service that eliminated ads from the experience. Here's the answer to how do I stop seeing ads?
You can't. We offer a free service. Over 2 billion people use it around the world. And the way we can pay for that service is through ads. And I hope that over time, ads get more and more interesting and they don't feel like a tax on the experience. But sometimes you see something that you're interested in.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we'll talk about whether avatars will ever become 3D, when the chronological feed is coming back. It's already back, so that's a weird question. And how to mute people. And we're back. Let's keep going with the questions. Next question. Will my avatar become 3D? If you're not familiar, you have little avatars within Instagram that you can make, and they can show a representation of you in different poses and actions.
We're definitely working on avatars, trying to improve the style, add legs, support 3D, and create other ways to help people make sure that their avatar they feel can represent them and can be expressive and fun, something that they actually want to use. Not only on Instagram, but on Facebook and Horizon and WhatsApp and Messenger as well.
That would make sense for that avatar to be available across Meta properties and apps, and I would say that having that would add a level of cohesion across the platforms that is not currently available today. Next question, and this isn't really a question. It just says, bring back chrono feed. That's all it says. It's not a question.
You can actually get to chronological feed. So if you just in feed, you'll see the Instagram logo as you scroll. It turns into a drop-down menu. You can even press it beforehand. And you can go to following feed, which will just be in chronological order. But we're not going to make the default feed chronological because we find when we do that, what basically happens is people use Instagram less and less, and they interact with their friends less and less, which makes their friends less happy, and then overall sentiment goes down as well over time. So we believe in personalization. We believe the way to make Instagram as valuable as possible is to help people make the most of their time, but we also believe in giving people the ability to get to a chronological feed quickly and easily.
You know what I struggle with about this question? Instagram determines that they know better than you what you want. I think that's always going to be up for debate when it comes to user interfaces and user experiences, but you as the user knows how an experience feels to you personally, which is something that no matter how much data or analytics you have about the user experience cannot be captured. Going off actual user sentiment is always going to be a better indicator of whether or not something is a good experience. So for you as a user, if you want chronological feed as the default and you know you want that because that is going to be the best experience for you, I don't think it's really up to a platform to tell you what you want or what you should be wanting. I really do struggle with that concept. And the last question we're going to talk about today, how do you mute people? If you didn't know, there are a couple different ways to mute people, and this avoids anyone having hurt feelings. If you have a friend who posts way too much and you want to stay friends with them, you don't want to cause any bad vibes, but you want to see less of what they're doing, Instagram really does have some good options for you to customize the way you hear from them. Here's that answer.
So you can either mute in line or from the profile. So if you see someone in feed that you're not interested in, you can hit the three dots and then you'll have an option there to mute. But you can also go to someone's profile and mute them from there. But you can decide, do you want to mute their stories? Do you want to mute their notes? Do you want to mute their feed posts? Or do you want to mute all three?
I think that level of customization for muting is really key. So points to Instagram for giving so much flexibility around the option of muting someone. That's going to do it for today's show. Thanks so much for listening, and be sure to come back tomorrow for more Instagram or other social media news.
I'm not yet a member of the Instagram team, but my podcast covers many Instagram themes. But the name, image, logos are trademarks of Instagram and the LCC in the USA and every territory. Everything I publish independently until Zuck returns my DMs and starts to pay my salary. Not sponsored or endorsed, no lies, no fallacies. I use their logo with permission. Not malicious or callously, no trademark violation, filling all criteria. Follow me on Instagram or Twitter @DanielHillMedia.